Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dundee. If you have questions, you want to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me at David Dundee on the social media channels. That's DAVIDDONDE and the podcast on fmr.co.za. The big tech news in South Africa this week can only be one thing, the arrival of Amazon Shopping. Just arrived, and I've got to say, more with a whimper than a bang. The likes of Takealot and Yuppie Chef have probably been shaking in their boots pending the arrival of the big giant in the field. In the short term, they probably have very little to fear. So far, the virtual shelves only seem to be filled by local providers. One of the greatest reasons to use Amazon in other countries is they truly seem to have almost everything in stock. My current experience with Amazon is that, to be honest, Takealot seems to have a bigger selection. And quite honestly, the pricing seemed very hit and miss. And I was extremely surprised not to find Amazon's own products like Alexa devices for, home automation and Ring security cameras and alarms available. They just aren't there. I was also shocked to find that Amazon Prime isn't available for South African users. I tried to reach out to my contacts at Amazon South Africa, and pretty much every question I asked got faced with, no comment, we can't comment on that, sorry, can't tell you. The best I can say for now, it seems they are studying the viability of the South African market. I'm not quite sure how they intend to do that by measuring the sell-through of items that they don't seem to have in stock at prices that aren't that appealing, but with the delivery system that you have to pay for, I don't know. I personally hope that the arrival of Amazon would create a far more competitive environment in the online retail space. In a way, the threat of it arriving actually did more for the space. Competitors have changed their delivery policies from unspecified days to today and next day delivery, often at low or free shipping rates, and that is only a result of needing to stay competitive to the impending threat. It'll be really interesting to see what happens now, to see if those changes get reinforced or slackened. If I were a director of Takealot, I might be breathing quite a temporary sigh of relief. But if I were them, I wouldn't quite be resting on my laurels. I do think when a giant like Amazon hits a market, even as tentatively as this particular approach is, I don't see a behemoth like Amazon giving up easily or living with the launch offering like it's offered for long. Go to amazon.co.za and see for yourself. And that's it for this week. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, or just to comment, david@fmr.co.za, or find me on @DavidDundee on the social media channels, and of course the podcast, as always, on fmr.co.za. Catch you next week. F-M-R.